You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, it is time for a trending report. What is trending? The Broncos' forgettable year continued with another loss, this time out in Vegas to the Raiders. The Broncos will be home this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. Over the last few years, when you heard the Dolphins were coming to town, you're like, ah, we got a win in the bag. Well, not this year. The Dolphins are playing pretty well.
So. Did they go,
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. What are the Masters golf? Who cares? I usually actually like watching that. I didn't watch any this year. I saw that Tiger Woods got a 10 on a par 3. And for anybody who's ever played golf, that actually will make you happy because it makes him seem mortal and all the 8s, 9s, and 10s that you may have gotten on a par 3. Now you can turn to your buddies and say,
I play like Tiger.
I'm like Tiger. I'm on record as saying I wish the thing about bashing Karens would go away. I feel bad for them. And now you get this story that, according to a new survey, women named Karen claim that their name is truly hurting their love lives because they get fewer matches now on dating apps than they did even a year ago. It's sure. Down something like 31%.
I am not a monster.
33% fewer responses to any messages they send. And Jeremy, it even applies if they try doing a cutesy spelling of the name. Oh. It doesn't matter if you do the K-A-R-I-N or the C-A-R-E-N.
Q-A-R-E-N.
Right.
Quarin.
K-A-R-Y-N. It doesn't matter how you spell it. Mm. They say they've all seen a big drop this year on dating apps.
Poor Karens.
Poor Karens.
Karens need love too, guys.
What else is trending?
Big news. Biggest trending news coming out of the medical industry this morning. Moderna is coming to the party here with a new vaccine. They're looking at Pfizer like, what, Pfizer? Do you even vaccinate, bro? With your 90% effective rate? Moderna's coming in hot this morning with a 94.5 effective rate in preventing COVID-19. Wow. Dang. High five these scientists, man. So now, potentially, two vaccines could be out here by the end of the month, beginning of December. Both from Pfizer and Moderna.
Let me ask you something about this.
What?
No one will deny that this has been a tragedy for not just our nation, but the world. It's cost a lot of lives, and I get all that. If we were trying to find some sort of silver lining, is it possible that this has shined such a light on things like medical research and technology?
Sure.
That in the future, we'll be able to A, get vaccines faster, and B, they will be more, you know, proficient with it. Because you even said last week that the regular flu vaccines were only like 50, 60% effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for these to be up in the 90s.
And now we've put all of this attention on this and we've got results. 94.5% is pretty unheard of.
It's huge.
So I'm wondering if one of the silver linings from all of this pandemic is that we have gotten better at figuring out how to make vaccines.
Maybe, yeah. Could be. And so quickly, too. I mean, so fast. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll come to light in a few years that the vaccine wasn't that hard to make, you know, and we're giving them a lot of kudos. I don't know.
It's like aspirin and Tylenol mashed up together.
Yeah, they're like, you know, honestly, it wasn't that hard.
It's
it
a little
wasn't
NyQuil,
that big a deal.
NyQuil with a sleeping pill.
Splash of white vinegar, you're fine. Everything's good. Anyway, the good news is as many as 60 million doses of the vaccine available by year's end,
well,
and we
good.
Need it. And so, yes, it's very, very good. So from that into this, 77% of Americans say that they use their phone while they're on the toilet. So 1 in 7 always do. And I love the stats, you know, like it's one of these where it's like there's a I'm not sure in there. It says in addition to the 14% of Americans who said they always use their phone when they're in the bathroom, 60% sometimes do. And then there was the 3% weren't sure. I don't know. Do I use the phone in the bathroom or not? I don't know.
Someone should do a study on the unsure people in every study.
Yeah, why are you so unsure? You just don't want to say. We know. When you say you're unsure, then yes, you do use your
phone
in the
bathroom. Okay.
But the 3 and 4 people who use the phone while they're going to the bathroom, what's up with number 4? What are you doing in there? A book? What are you doing?
What are you talking about? What?
Like 3 and 4? It should be 4 for 4. Everybody uses their phone in the bathroom. What's up with that other person? Are you crocheting or...
Have you seen some of those like model home things or whatever where they have televisions in the wall there?
They do, and I've seen some bathroom, with like little trays now that come out from the wall that you can actually put your phone on, or like a portable charger. I've seen USB ports in the bathrooms now. So you can sit there and do your business and charge your phone. So it should be 4 out of 4 people use their phone while going to the bathroom. Come on. Speaking of using the bathroom, people are going to be trying to make their own Thanksgiving dinner this year, and they're worried that it's not going to come out properly. They're basically talking about in this story about how many more people are going to be staying at home this year, and there's going to be a lot of rookies trying to prepare a feast, and they're going to be jacking up the turkey and the mashed potatoes and runny gravy.
It's not that hard.
Again, it's not that hard. I think you can buy pre-made turkeys even. Like, if you're that worried about it, you can.
Yeah, and you know, there's no law that says you have to have turkey. You know, you don't have to have turkey.
That's right, man. Have a ham or spaghetti or a pizza.
Tacos, it doesn't matter.
Taco, Thanksgiving tacos. It's what the pilgrims would have wanted.
If they knew about them,
they would have. If they knew about tacos.
Listen, if the pilgrims showed up at this feast, and on one table there was a big turkey, and on the other there was a tray of tacos, which way do you think they would have turned?
Are you kidding me? Tacos all day long.
They would have kicked that turkey table right over.
Yes. Thanksgiving tacos sounds pretty good. You could make them with ground turkey, too. I mean, if you really want to just bring in the spirit of the season. Poor turkeys. This is one of the quarantine trends. People have been growing plants and trees in their homes. One plant distributor says as soon as people were locked in their homes, they realized how miserable their apartments and houses were. Mm-hmm. So they decided to grow some foliage in their houses. So plant sales are way up. That's good for the plants, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, Stovetop has decided to release a clothing line for Thanksgiving. You can check out pictures of it on our Facebook page. They have a velvet dinner jacket with a stuffing lining, cufflinks, a reversible shawl with a stuffing print, headbands, handkerchiefs, pocket squares, blah, blah, blah. They basically said they're going the opposite direction. Since we've all been lounging around in our softy pants for months and months, they wanted to do formal wear.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have stuffing-themed formal wear this year for Thanksgiving.
Does it give off the scent of Stovetop?
God, I hope so. Your jacket stinks. And real quick, here's your crap on celebrities. Forbes put out their annual list of the top 13 earning dead celebrities. And topping the list, Michael Jackson. He raked in $48 million this year.
Wow.
Dr. Seuss is on the list at $33 million. Charles Schulz, the Peanuts creator, is on there. Arnold Palmer, Kobe Bryant, Elvis, Bob Marley, John Lennon, Prince, Marilyn Monroe.
You know, go back to number one for a second. You know, you got Michael and Janet, who have worked their tails off. And then you got the rest of that family that's just sitting there siphoning all this money.
Milking it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing is right. Hey, did you watch the SpaceX launch yesterday?
I did not. I forgot to talk about it. If you'll pardon, I spaced
on it. Spaced on it. Stop it.
Dang it. I didn't until I saw somebody post something about it. I was like, yes. No, I forgot about the launch.
I'm with you. I actually forgot to watch it, but I plunked down in bed last night and watched the highlights.
The replay.
And they made it. The replay. It's so cool, man. So cool. And that new capsule they have with the touchscreen and the modern-looking spacesuits and... They've upped their game. They have upped their game. Well done. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Two videos you need to check out on there today. One is a guy that uses a marker and a math equation to play Jingle Bells. Nerd. And the second is a girl that has, quote, the best day ever when she gets a new puppy. And you'll have to watch the video to see how her parents presented the puppy to her.
Aww.
Try not to cry. It's on our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.